Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Hillary Clinton raises the big issue. We have been joking about this for weeks. Why is Hillary staying in the race? We've been joking, and we haven't said it on the air because it's irresponsible to say it on the air, that Hillary is staying in the race because of Arkanside. I mean, And then she goes and says it. It's all over the media now. Hillary is staying in the race in case someone assassinates Barack Obama. I mean, this is unbelievable. The Clintons are lunatics. You talk about people who are self-destructive. They are nationally destructive. The nationally destructive couple. The State of Their Union address. Remember that? Well, Hillary says, look, my husband didn't wrap up the nomination in 92 until after the California primary in the middle of June. Well, Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in June. So, hey, there's still a chance I might be the nominee. I mean, she's a lunatic. And, you know, and this probably increases Obama's safety, right? He's probably safer now. But when she brings up that white voters don't want to vote for Barack Obama, she's basically, and that's true, some white voters don't want to vote for a black person. That's true. That's racism. But she's basically fanning the racist vote. And if Republicans were doing this, huh, it'd be extraordinary. Okay, now, we told you about Senate Bill 200 in Colorado, where the House and the Senate voted to basically outlaw Bob and Yurt Live. I mean, this show would be off the air if Governor Bill Ritter signs Senate Bill 200, which is a bill to expand the prohibitions against discrimination. And this bill, we read you excerpts yesterday. By the way, it applies to private schools. It applies to charter schools. It applies to any business that interacts with the public. And it's specifically prohibits publishing discriminative matter. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable. I mean, this should censor the Bible. This should ban the Bible. If your store sells to the public and the Bible says that homosexuality is a perversion, I mean, Senate Bill 200. So Focus on the Family has done a radio ad against this, and we're going to try to get that for you and air that now. But they point out, rightly so, that the restroom situation can become somewhat edgy. But the restroom situation, forget that. How about all of life? How about all of life forcing homosexuality, forcing tolerance, approval of homosexuality? We were told that this wouldn't affect anyone else. This is just homosexuals. Well, we were told that, and the truth is quite the opposite. Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive. They cannot both be out of the closet. They cannot. When homosexuality is decriminalized, Christianity becomes a crime. Biblical Christianity becomes a crime when homosexuality is decriminalized. And it's tragic. Back in the late 90s, Focus on the Family had a campaign, Equal Rights for Homosexuals, and of course it's led to this. And we have the first openly homosexual legislator in Colorado history in the state Senate, Jennifer Vega, and she's the only Senate sponsor of this bill, although the House had a slew of sponsors. So this is really a great tragedy, a great tragedy. And when we read through the excerpts of Senate Bill 200 yesterday, I mean, it applies virtually everywhere except at churches, except that whenever churches interact with the rest of the culture, this will apply. It's pretty devastating. Let's hear it. Now, this is a good ad put together by Focus on the Family, but It deals with the restroom situation and public locker rooms and all. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. That is nothing. I mean, have you ever seen a law that prohibits publishing a book that discriminates? I mean, this is unbelievable. Where the fraudulent ACLU, the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld, where are they? Where were they with the residential picketing law to stop the pro-lifers? Where are they with this to stop the teaching of biblical prohibition against homosexuality? Where are they? They're hypocrites. Let's hear the Focus on the Family spot just out.
Mom!
If the Colorado legislature has its way,
a man in a dress came into the girls' restroom at school today.
We could all be dealing with a new type of predator.
Honey, there was a man in the women's showers at the gym today, and the management said it was Colorado law.
And instead of our kids worrying about classwork, they'll be worrying about who might be in the restroom with them.
No way I'm going in there. I'd rather wait all day if a guy's in there.
Our children must be protected from predators. But if Governor Ritter won't veto Senate Bill 200, all public restrooms, including those in our public schools, will be open to anyone of any sex. Colorado's Democrat-controlled legislature has already passed this bill, but Governor Ritter still has time to veto it. Call him now and ask him to protect our kids and veto SB 200. Call 303-866-2471. 303-866-2471.
Brought to you by Focus on the Family Action and Colorado Family Action.
Okay, so that was a great ad, and that talks about the problem in, what, a locker room and a bathroom. And yeah, there are problems there. I mean, you got all these homosexuals who say that they're, you know, lesbians trapped in a male body. And they say that they're women, really. And so what restroom do they go in? But it's the problem goes way, way, way beyond restrooms. I mean, that's, and perhaps Focus on the Family is thinking, hey, this is a good way to get the public to respond quickly. And certainly that's true. That's a good point. That is a good way. But that is so insignificant compared to what's at stake. And when the body of Christ decided to agree with Hillary, Hollywood, and the homosexuals and the humanists that homosexuality should be legal, we lost the culture war there. Forget it. We have to remember that God said that human intimacy is only legal within marriage. And that's the end state that we have to fight for. Otherwise, we are fighting a dozen major wars simultaneously, and the odds are stacked against us. So we got to be wise and advocate the laws as God would have those laws and work toward that end state. Okay, now real quickly, John McCain has just dissed another Christian minister, right? Another televangelist. And this one is Rod Parsley. I always think of Fred Flintstone when I think about Rod Parsley. Because Fred and Barney opened a restaurant and they ordered an entire truckload of parsley. A little too much. But anyway, Rod Parsley, I think about him because he offers healings on his show. And one program, he said to a woman in his church, he said, "I have your healing in my hand." And she came up to get it. And when she went to reach in his hand, he pulled his hand away. And so she like fell on him, and then he offered his hand again and she reached and he pulled it away and he started running around the stage and she was chasing him for her healing. And then she finally got it, of course, by the end of the show. And then she had to come back on stage next week because she had only gotten half of her healing. So it's embarrassing, right? But anyway, John McCain, during the primary, he says that Rod Parsley is one of the truly great leaders in America, a moral compass, a spiritual guide. Okay, that's John McCain. Now, this is a problem with democracy. For Christians, your leaders lie to you. They tell the biggest lies to their base. And then the Christian leaders defend these politicians who lie to us. They defend them. Like George Bush says, "Well, I will not have a litmus test when nominating judges." What that means is he'll ignore abortion, which he's done, in filling the federal judiciary with pro-choice judges. He's done that. And our Christian leaders say, well, don't you know he's just lying during the primary so he could get elected? We say, oh, okay, he's just lying. Well, it turns out when he's lying in the favor of the pro-aborts, he's not lying. He's telling the truth to them. He lies to us. Well, anyway, now John McCain has dissed Rod Parsley, and he's rejected Rod Parsley's endorsement. And so now we've got John Hagee, who was dissed by McCain, right? And I could think of our beloved Jerry Falwell, who's now gone to be with the Lord. And he had this quirk where he would put out a press release, a statement on Monday, and by Thursday issue an apology. It was like his normal weekly schedule. And as Christians, we should take an extra effort to ensure the integrity of what we're saying so we don't have to apologize when we're challenged. And in this case, McCain praises Rod Parsley and then dumps him when the primary's over. Duh, surprise. No kidding. Dr. Dobson said he was right when he said that Christians are used by Republicans like a mistress. He's exactly right. And you've got John Hagee now, the Texas minister, and the Hagee saga, who endorse McCain. And they endorse a liberal. They endorse a pro-choice liberal. What's with that? Why do they do that anyway? Because he's a Republican? And so Hagee endorses McCain, only to now make apologies for his own comments once McCain has distanced himself from Hagee. It's all so confusing. Republican candidates only need you for votes, and they don't need your ideas, your values. They don't want to be bothered with that. George Bush Sr., Bob Dole, George W. Bush, John McCain. I mean, look what's happening. And how did we get stuck with John McCain anyway? You know how? The identical way we got stuck with Bob Dole. Who do you think chose Bob Dole to be the Republican nominee for president? Who do you think chose John McCain? Liberal, bloated, charisma-less. Is that a word? Lacking in charisma? Half-dead candidates. Who chose them? The media chose McCain and Dole. The media chose them. They were both media darlings for years leading up to their primaries. The media treated Bob Dole and John McCain like they were honored statesmen because the media was working to select the Republican candidate, putting them on all the talk shows. They're the go-to guy. Why? Because they identified a liberal Bob Dole and a liberal John McCain. And so by making them the spokesman for the party, the media pulls the Republican Party into liberalism. And sometimes they successfully choose the party's candidate, as with Bob Dole and John McCain. In both of those election cycles, the media got their choice of the Republican candidate. And Christians are, you know, mostly unaware, oblivious of these factors. And then we have the pastors who get caught up in all the politics, losing sight of fundamental morality, losing sight of minor issues like do not murder and do not steal, and getting excited about politicians who could care less about murdered unborn children, like McCain. Politicians who support Mengele-like research on the tiniest baby boys and girls. Republican Party politics is mocking Christianity, and the world is going insane. So at Bob and Yart Live, you know, how about us? We have just a fraction of the reach of these televangelists, right? But I might as well get it over right now anyway. I mean, there's no such thing as bad publicity, right? So what would happen if I endorsed John McCain for president? What would happen? I'll endorse John McCain for president, and maybe I could get him to reject my endorsement. If he would, our Arbitron ratings would go through the roof. We'd probably increase the audience 15% overnight. And then after he rejected my endorsement, then I could just issue an apology. I could say, hey, I'm sorry that I endorsed John McCain for president. And I could endorse his rejection of my endorsement. And maybe I could reject my own previous endorsement and distance myself from Bob Benyart Live. Maybe I could retract all of my previous retractions. And I mean, observing Republican Party / Christian politics is enough to drive you insane. It's enough to drive you insane. We have the O'Reilly O'Reillys and the Sean Insanities and the Clue Hewitts. I mean, come on. What's going on with the body of Christ being so oblivious that we embrace, we endorse politicians who are just so happy to mock us if they don't need us? I mean, George W. Bush, how many times since he's been president has he praised Muhammad or Allah or the Quran? How many times? Or Islam? Just do the research or just look it up. Read the book, God and George W. Bush. We interviewed the author here on Bob Benyart Live. So how many times has he praised Jesus Christ since he's been the president? That few? Come on. That few? Come on, dozens of times he's praised Muhammad and Allah and Islam and a religion of peace. How many times has he praised Jesus Christ? That few? Come on. Somebody's saying zero. Zero? I remember Bush at the Republican National Convention. He censored one of the speakers who was going to say faith in Jesus Christ turned her life around, Star Parker. And he didn't allow her to say that, faith in Jesus Christ. She had to only speak of people of faith. And that was it, people of faith. So it's a mess out there. It's a mess. But one way or another, we'll get through it. And one of the brightest spots in the whole country is Colorado with the Personhood Amendment. Congratulations to all of you who helped with God's blessing to get 131,000 signatures turned into the Secretary of State's office. And in studio, we have the state's volunteer coordinator for CER, Colorado for Equal Rights, Cal Zastrow. Cal, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
Revival.
Praise God, you're here in studio. I love it when you're here, Cal.
Thanks.
So 131,000 signatures turned in Colorado.
More volunteer petitioners than any other petition drive in the history of state of Colorado.
Wow.
More volunteer signatures, as far as we know,
yeah,
than any other petition drive in the history of the state of Colorado.
Amen.
And no great big $1 million donors.
Right.
No great big mega ministry,
right,
denominational.
It's the body of Christ coming,
yep,
together, trusting God. It couldn't be done to get it on the ballot. Now we'll see. We turned in 55,000 signatures, more than necessary.
Well,
so
we're pretty confident it's going to be on the ballot by God's grace. We're already,
yeah,
planning a rally to launch the campaign and
praise God. Now
working on the message, getting it going.
Brian Rohrbaugh, the president of American Right to Life, and Steve Curtis, the vice president of American Right to Life, they have asked if we on this show if we could announce an American Right to Life road trip, because Colorado, it looks good here in Colorado to get on the ballot. Montana's got a lot of work to do. And Cal, you've been there. You've been there.
I just got back a couple of days ago. My two of my children and I drove up there for like a few days and, mm-hmm, helped and got a field report. And
so tell us about what it's like on the ground in Montana for their personhood petition drive. And we're announcing right here on the air an American Right to Life road trip to Billings, Montana, leaving Denver, Colorado. And the goal is during their primary day to bring dozens of people from Colorado and elsewhere around the country out to Montana to help them get signatures. So tell us about it. What's happening?
Well, it's very exciting. Those of you who participated here in Colorado, or at least prayed for us around the country who are listening, you know that a month before May 13th, when we had to turn the signatures in, we weren't sure we were going to make it.
Right.
And we got half the signatures in...
in the last month.
In the last month. In less than the last month, we got,
yeah,
half the signatures.
Right.
That's where Montana's at right now.
Mm.
And Montana, they have to turn their signatures in June 20th. And they need 44,000 valid signatures from around the state. They need to have 40 different legislative districts. And they need a lot less. And plus, they can turn them in as they go to the county clerks, and they check them as they go. So they know which districts are covered and things like that. Here is the home run ball. Here is the bottom of the ninth for Montana. June 3rd is their primary elections, presidential, everything else.
June 3rd.
June 3rd.
That's okay, a Tuesday.
So all primary voters are going to vote on that day in Montana. And like in Yellowstone County, where the city of Billings is, they've got 49 polling places. And they've already checked it out with the Secretary of State and the county clerk and everything. It is legal. It is kosher for Montana petitioners to be in the polling places by the doors, just so long as they don't interrupt the voting process.
Right. So that means you can't. Praise God, because we know from doing it here in Colorado for 6 months, you want to be where people are assembled and you want to be where people have time. There's a little line when you go to vote and you're waiting.
Right.
To vote.
And you know they're all registered voters.
And they're all registered voters, and a good chunk of them are going to be pro-life.
Right.
A big chunk of them.
Big chunk. And so, like, just, and so their goal is, the Montana campaign, their goal is to have a couple of, or a two or three or four volunteers at every single polling place from the time they open in the morning to the time they close at night, and ask everybody that comes in, hey, can you sign the pro-life amendment? Here it is. Read it, sign it, get it on the ballot. Now, in Billings, they have 49 polling places just in Yellowstone County in the Billings area.
Okay.
And they're working on getting volunteers for that. Most of these are brand new volunteers to petitioning. I'm giving the call today to the Colorado Holiness Team.
Amen.
To the American Right to Life Road Trippers.
Praise God.
If you've got 3 days, June 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, come on up.
Come on out. We will have a caravan leaving Denver, Colorado, heading up to Billings, Montana. We've already talked to folks who live in Montana.
Yep.
They are excited about the American Right to Life Road Trip. Families in Billings and around Billings want to help out. We say, well, you guys are already residents of the state.
Right. So, we can't, those of us that are voters in Colorado, we can't circulate the petition, but we can cannot. Stand at the table and cheer.
Right.
And if some pro-aborts come to mess with us, we can be the ones to witness and preach to them, the Montana voters, and we can show them, listen, God did a miracle in Colorado. We pushed hard. You could do it in Montana, too. That kind of encouragement is invaluable.
Amen. Encouragement, cheerleading, and also practical help when we know here, like you're at, let's say, Mardell Christian Bookstore, and you're there, and somebody's signing your petition, and you're observing it, you're watching, and then there are three other people walking in at the same time. So you need a team to cover a location.
Right.
So we've got one resident of Montana getting signatures and a volunteer from Montana or elsewhere there to help out, to talk to people, invite them, come over to hold a signed pro-life petition. Did you sign the pro-life petition? To go get something to eat, go get drinks.
Yep.
So that's the vision.
Right. And also, if we get there in the afternoon, times aren't nailed down yet, but like the morning after the election, there's several hundred churches and Billings that people haven't had the time to go and show up at and say, hey, could you guys please consider circulating this petition next week or the week after before the petition drive
so
is done?
So we could split up each person, each group could take five churches or a dozen churches.
A section
go
of the city.
Go in person and say, could we have a volunteer come and get this pro-life petition signed.
And see, if they see the miracle that happened here in Colorado and how God put it in people's hearts to do their best the last 3 weeks, I believe God will perform the same miracle if people exercise their faith and obey up in Montana.
All right.
Let's go cheer them on.
So we got the American Right to Life road trip heading out from Denver, Colorado on a week from Monday, June 2nd.
June 2nd.
Heading out, and the primary is June 3rd. It's about a 9-hour drive or so. So we will have a tremendous time in the Lord. The fellowship will be the best.
Yep.
I mean, will we have walkie-talkies?
Sure.
Well, we have cell phones these days. But Cal, will you be driving a van?
Yes, Lord willing, I plan to drive a van and take some of my children along
and
shout glory all the way.
And Lord willing, I'll drive a van. We'll have a caravan. So people who need a ride could get a ride. People who can drive will drive. People who want to help but can't go, they can't take off work.
Maybe you're a sponsor.
You could sponsor someone.
It'll be cheap.
That's right. You could pay for a tank of gas. And this will be a way for us to encourage another state. Praise God.
Amen.
Because then Planned Parenthood will have to split their resources. Because right now, nationwide, all of the financial clout of Planned Parenthood will be focused on Colorado. If it's on the ballot in two states, they'll be scared to death in two states. We split their resources.
Amen.
Amen. So, okay, it's the American Rights Life road trip heading out a week from Monday. And if you could be involved, please call them. Their phone number is 888-888-ARTL. It's easy to remember. 1-888-888. It's toll free. ARTL. And you don't have to leave from Denver, anywhere in the country. If you could get to Montana by Monday night, June 2nd, or Tuesday morning, June 3rd, please come on out to Billings, Montana. The phone number, the ARTL, it's 1-888-888. And what is ARTL? 2785. 2785. All right, so Cal, this is exciting.
Great. We're going to have fun.
Yeah.
The message of personhood is spreading.
It is spreading, isn't it?
That's right.
And, you know, American Right to Life's press release they put out 2 days ago, it is all over the internet, and it's growing. Mark Crutcher, Life Dynamics, sent it out in an email blast. $10,000 prize offered to National Right to Life if they can name one justice who's ever argued for the right to life of the unborn. And the goal is to show people that when you compromise, you don't end up with judges who honor the right to life. You end up with judges who compromise. That's all you get. You got to honor God. And American Life League, Judy Brown's got that press release headline on her homepage of ALL.org. And it's all over Covenant News, Yahoo News, Houston Chronicle, about 60 websites, pro-life and major news outlets like DenverPost.com. Has this American Right to Life press release urging people to honor God and not compromise on his command, do not murder. So there's a lot going on in the personhood movement, Cal.
Let's keep it going. Let's spread it from state to state. Let's share the vision.
Amen.
Let's not compromise until abortion is ended and every baby's protected.
Amen. Thank you, Cal Zastrow. Thank you for bringing your family to Colorado, being such a huge asset to the Colorado pro-life community. Thank you, Cal Zastrow.
You're welcome. Let's finish the job.
All right. And we thank the Lord also for every person who's helped and for the vision, and that God would give us the courage and strength to keep fighting and not to lose the vision of standing up for him. Hey, we are against what? We're against the world, the devil, wickedness. But in Christ, we have the victory. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Bob and Yurt Live, our website, KGOV.com, and Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school, Maranatha.